The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from Reno, Nevada, and about the third most fun place you can go in the world. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, and I am here, as always, by my good friend, Mr. Nick Ramirez. Backed up in the studio, we got Dogwater Dick and Spencer the Interns back in the house today. In the studio, we got a couple knuckleheads with us. We got Bishop, formerly known as, and one of the funniest guys in town, Mr. Elgin Always, so they say.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
How do you say it, David?
That was, weren't there several errors in that?
Shut up.
Okay. Right.
Okay,
moving
here's
along.
The thing, buddy.
It's good to
if
be
you
here.
Saw him, I didn't. I was doing the best I could not to laugh. That's a well. Who put that together?
Our producers.
Yes.
Well, hats off to them. I'm like, that's a fucking great
well, that's
intro.
That's our house band, Aversion Therapy, who just played this weekend with the Red Elvises.
That's
at Cargo.
Right, Igor.
And so we have Aversion Therapy to thank for that.
Yeah.
Those guys are well, you know what? My applause to them. That was very entertaining and definitely more than what I expected.
So. Right for our crappy bullshit podcast.
You've listened to the show before, huh?
You know what? I wanted to experience it fresh and new, and so I have that opportunity to have no knowledge of how you put your show together.
Awesome. That's well, cool. Everybody, by the way, this is Elgin Always talking to you here.
Elgin.
Local Alway. Funnyman.
What a great name. You made that up, right?
No, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your parents
really
totally
rolls
you that?
Off the tongue. Elgin Always.
Oh, thank you. I like the way you say it. to answer your question, he's not in the room. For you guys who are listening, there's four of us in a room, and then one
and
guy
one
not here.
Not, yeah.
So, like, I'll hear it, and I'm, like, looking at the guys, like, whose mouth moved
who's
there?
Talking?
Oh, but
I'm a great ventriloquist.
But to answer the Wizard of Oz's
of
question.
So do not question the great Oz.
Point to it, you know? Yeah.
So sorry, Oz. I just had to, you know, just trying to answer your question, Mr. Oz. But no, it's an old family name.
Oh.
I think it's Irish. It means my parents did a lot of drugs.
I dated a girl from Elgin once.
Really?
Yeah.
Does that make us Eskimo brothers?
No.
I've done a lot of drugs.
I hope not.
And it ties up in a bow.
There we go.
Nice.
Anyway.
Stay in school.
And then that would be the awesome Bishop, whatever the hell your last name is. Just you're just Bishop.
I do what I want when
it's
I
nice
want.
Of him to come here and take time from choosing the new Pope.
You want
to
know what my you want to know what my name is? You want to know what it is?
Yeah.
It's Bishop Calvin Cummings IV.
Jesus Christ, that's
wow.
awesome.
See, I knew Calvin Regal. Was in there, but I didn't know the last name. Cummings.
That's right.
So you're
all
really
over the place.
So you're really Bishop Cummings.
All over the place.
That's right. I want that to be my
keep
name.
Them away from the little boys. And the fourth. They liked it so much that that's a 100-year name right there.
No,
coming back.
I like how he made your name like it should have been to like a porn star there.
Just like
right. And are you from Nevada?
No, you're not.
Because to say here
he
in Nevada.
He said with disdain.
To say not from here. Not
and
to
no, I, I'm not from California.
I'm passing through.
California. I'm from California.
California. Well, California, you should know one of the senators here in Nevada, his name is Harry Reid. So like both you and one of our senators has a name that should belong to some kind of male porn star.
Harry Amen. Reid and Bishop Cummings in Double Impact.
You know, I just want to be there for our... our senator, when that hit him, because you know, at one point in his life, he realized, like, dude, I got a name, I could be a male porn star with my name.
Well,
and it was like either that. He's
well,
like, which
I'd
one?
Imagine that had been in the '70s because there was the big time porn guy Harry Reams from WWE's Dallas and a number
it's
of
just
early '70s
away.
Well, you know what? You clearly know more about porn than I do.
Oh, I am an aficionado, my friend. Yeah,
he's the guy going, hey, I'm not done yet. I want to read the credits. I want to see who it is.
No, I was just a horny little kid who could only get those Adam and Eve catalogs. I couldn't actually get real porn.
Oh, those are awesome. I got busted by my mom.
Me too.
Oh, God. Well, I got a hit on this for you. So I just want to be there that moment that that Harry Reid realized. He's like, I could be a porn star or a politician. Hey, which one will help me fuck the most people? Okay, I'll do that one. Okay.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
According to the great, let me see if I have it, Cream Corn, if you've ever seen what's that TV show?
The great Cream Corn.
Yeah, it's Black Dynamite. Black Dynamite.
No,
you ever
see
that show?
No.
The character Cream Corn. According to Cream Corn, being in porno is better than sex.
Why is that?
I don't know. That's what it is.
Okay, he just says that.
Says.
All right.
Being in porno is better than sex.
I don't know if this is true, but anytime I hear someone go, "Oh, that was better than sex," I'm like, maybe you're doing it wrong.
That's what they're saying. Right. It's better than their sex.
I was hiking with my Boy Scout troop in the middle of the mountains of New Mexico. We're like 16, 17 years old. We're going up to this peak of this mountain, and this group of slightly older kids, maybe 18, 19-year-old explorers, are coming down. So they're a co-ed group. And there's this girl and this guy holding hands coming down from having just gone up to the peak, and she goes, "Whoa, man, that was better than sex." And three of us, without even thinking, all virgins just turn and go, "Then he's doing it wrong."
even in your virginized state,
I'll pick up on that.
Oh, God, that's hilarious.
Yeah, well.
That was like my fear. I'll be honest. I'll just be a little, honest moment. Before I broke the seventh commandment,
which list?
Which list?
What's number seven?
Yeah, which number seven?
Oh, that's the one that don't be doing the dirty stuff when you're not married.
I thought it was old number seven.
Old number seven.
Because I break the seal on that.
Oh, right.
Well,
coveting thy neighbor's wife.
Yeah, there we go. I want to see the Reverend got it. So, 25 bonus points.
Actually, Rick really knows. Which one? Rick, if it's number seven, which one is it?
You'd
have to look for it? Okay.
Well, seven is Jack Daniels.
There you go.
Because remember, the Catholics, the Protestants, and the Jews all have different orders.
Different Ten Commandments.
I knew the Catholics had one varying from the
Protestants. Do I get points for knowing that?
Yes. You'll get like half points. It's like it's not a green light, it's not a red light. You're kind of yellowed on that one. but my question for you is, because I have heard that, I've seen it, that the Protestant version of the Ten Commandments and the Catholic are a little off, a little different, and it causes one to go, why? And there's some history there. I did not know that the Jewish Ten Commandments was different.
Yes.
I thought it was
slightly.
So what's the difference there?
Okay, so.
The language?
One of them... has God at the beginning, and the other two just have three about God.
They're
the
same list, but they divide them differently. So the Hebrew, the first commandment is, "I'm the Lord, the God who brought you out of Egypt." And the other ones sort of lump that into something else. You know what I mean? So they all did different. But
they
number seven.
Two together and then split.
Okay,
one apart.
So number seven Protestant is thou shalt not commit adultery. Number seven Catholic is thou shalt not steal. And and then number seven Hebrew is also adultery. So if you're Catholic, you just said that when you broke the stealing command.
When you started getting into theft.
Right.
Shoplifting.
Which, from a father's
auto.
Point of view, that's probably accurate, right?
Which is the adultery one on the Catholic list, Rick?
Oh,
I believe that is
Catholic
eight?
Adultery. Wait, Catholic.
Am I right?
Oh, it's just number six. It's just before that. Because
okay.
They kind of skip over the. I don't want to make fun of Catholics. They sort of downplay the idolatry one, is why the Catholic one is different. And I can't imagine why.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, there seems to be a lot of
a guy on
there.
A cross.
They like their pictures.
Yeah. And right?
Bloody depictions.
And their statues. And they're into that.
And I wonder if that which was intended to be a work of art had grown to something that people were praying toward.
I think that's what the initial fault was with Protestant. One of the things they broke away from the idolatry was that it had kind of become that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
really, in a lot of ways, church art was like kind of the bastion of great art throughout that time. So it was like, some people missed the point, but really cool stuff was being painted.
Yeah, dude. And then when I was first studying the Bible, I remember this Hispanic maid in Spanish pulling me aside and saying, "Rick, be careful of the," in Spanish, she says, "be careful of the Catholics. They worship gods of wood and stone."
Yeah, and I remember saying that
all creepy in Spanish, and I was like, "Wow, this is weird."
Wow, you know, if I may, I don't know if this is the case. I'm just saying it's a possibility. In the New Testament, it says, "Be mindful of strangers you meet. They could be angels in disguise." I'm kind of butchering the
translation. You're right.
It could be so Zeus and Hermes just walking amongst the people. Well, that's the same story.
I would disagree on that, but I wouldn't let it stop our friendship.
I think I've met three angels. One I dated, and two were Mexican dudes.
Oh, that deserves an
abso-fucking-lutely.
Kind of related to this, though, just struck a memory, though. I do remember in so in grade school you have the pledge, and in religious school you also have a prayer in the morning. Mm-hmm. That's not in the public schools anymore; it's very passe.
Yeah, and I kind of wish. But I would like to know that.
I remember being a kid and being very careful not to still have my pen or pencil in my hand while I was praying, because mm-hmm. that would mean I was praying to that thing. And I think that's related to having seen old nuns holding like a rosary or, somebody holding a little prayer card or something while they prayed. And us being little kids not wanting to break the third commandment and be idolaters. Mm-hmm. And so you couldn't – and you'd look at other kids who would hold the pencil and go, oh, did you see Johnny was praying to his pencil?
Are you fucking – wait, hold on.
And it was just this like second, third grade weird religious paranoia crap.
Wait, back the truck up. Are you fucking kidding me? Right.
No. I remember this happening in grade school.
Get out and walk with me for a hot second.
All right.
Okay. When I went to school, elementary school, we used to not say the fucking thing at all, the pledge or any of that crap, just because we wanted to be dickholes, because they couldn't make us. All the other kids would stand there like, I would just stand there like, I'm not saying it. Why won't you say it? I didn't say it because I had any belief, just because I wanted to be a little dickhole. So you're going to tell me that you actually did it because you didn't have to do it.
I went to a school where my parents had taught at and met and then got married from, and all the teachers knew me and had my parents' phone number in their memory.
Well, and it was a religious school.
And I lived a block away from grandma, and everybody knew grandma because all my aunts and uncles went to that school too. So, and it was all run by old nuns.
I didn't go to a religious school. I'm just saying.
I said my pledge and prayer every morning.
Look, I
was programmed. I got in line like all the other kids.
Look, my parents were lucky they got a good morning that early. Slow your fucking roll there.
I was a good kid.
I was a good kid too, but it's a little early for that bullshit.
You were a rebellious little kid, weren't you?
No, I'm kind of like my mom.
Fuzzy flips us off.
FAAQ. IQ? Question mark? No?
Wait, since you're talking, play us a song.
Why do I have to?
Music from right off the bat,
Yeah.
All
right. Well, I was thinking about you.
And then we'll do a little rewind, talk about our weekends the past week here.
Cool, man.
You know what my weekend was? I was at Chase.
Woo!
With every drug douche. I mean, all the
I saw you
people.
There. Hey,
it's likely everybody there is listening to the show, but just in case.
Just kidding. I love you. Except for you. Fucking that guy. Alright, I know. So formerly known as, but I'm going to try something.
Oh, yeah, so this is Bishop Cummings, formerly known as, and he's also an original songwriter of his own. Band.
So I'm going to try this song I wrote for this thing I do because I like to imagine myself doing voiceover or something, but I'm not funny. So here's the song. It's called Leaving Memphis. My sister, she's moving out of Memphis. She called the police on Dad and me. She caught up with my mama. She's moving to Atlanta with some dude she met on down the street. Last week I learned my dog's got the rabies. This morning one took a bite of me. Now he's got more problems than he ever had before, 'cause I kicked out the rest of his teeth. The code enforcement paid me a visit, said I couldn't live here anymore. Something about my 20 dogs and half with no teeth, not to mention beer and feces
on the floor. Oh, oh. So tonight I walk away from Memphis, 'cause Johnny Law's been looking for my phone. All I've got is my sheep on my back. Life is hard, yes it's hard for redneck boy.
That was fucked up, man.
I haven't played that song in years. It's been a couple of years since I've played that. But
that's awesome, though.
Now,
yeah.
you had said something before you started the song, like, hey, I'd want to get... No, there you go. I got to be in front of the mic. You were saying something before the song that you would want to get into to voice acting and whatnot. And you're like, I think I'd do it. I'm like, I think you could do it.
I've always wanted to be a cartoon character. I'm sorry. So what am I?
Let's get an illustrator, baby. Hey. You guys got, you have a comic book. Shit.
Yeah, but I have never done a voiceover. No. That would be a cool thing to check off.
Totally. I think we'd all want to do that.
Oh, wow.
Except maybe Rick.
I have a catchphrase.
Now, Rick, you do it.
My catchphrase would be my cockards.
Sexually.
I like that you've put thought in your catchphrase.
Hey, you gotta be prepared. Sexually. You never know. Yeah, baby.
That's Morgan's catchphrase.
Yeah. Sexually. Unwittingly.
Unwillingly.
I wanna hear fucking Colt 45 over here again though, dude. You gotta do a Colt 45 commercial for us, dude. One of these guys.
Yeah, drop something.
Drop it down. Drop some Billy D on us. Come on, baby, you can do it. Break it out.
Well, smuckin' fart is talking tish bass backwards. Suckin' FICO trips with these reverse factors. See, I script the flip whip my invert actors. I'm on the map like squares on protractors. I'm coming at you like a pair of linebackers. The Holy Spirit, like Dr. Scholes, known best for the work he does within souls. I'm thinking if I was going to say something, I should say something like more than what she expected. Yeah.
Sweet.
Give a shout out to all the ladies.
That doesn't sound like anything like a Colt 45.
Does it? No.
Yeah, give a shout out to
Colt
the ladies.
Colt 45.
Slow down.
Does it every
Relax.
Time.
Ladies, thank you for listening tonight here, you and me, and we relax. We enjoy some smooth jazz, perhaps a nice cigar, if you know what I mean. I felt like I was channeling what was that Will Ferrell character he did as Anchorman?
Ron Burgundy.
Yeah. Stay classy.
See, I couldn't go full on sexy. I have too much comic in me to want to just go.
You gotta go full on Billy D, dude. Like, yeah, you gotta do the look. Show. The audience is all, what's going on?
Hey, ladies, welcome to the Worst Show Podcast. And you're gonna have a good time tonight because we're all gonna be here right now getting down with all the cool cats. So why don't you sit yourself down with a cool 45? Yeah. Wow. I don't know, something like that.
Hey, that was pretty really good.
That was very nice.
And I just mumble it at the end.
I don't always drink beer, but I when like that guy.
I don't always drink beer, but when I do, I get fucked up.
Ladies,
Pabst Blue Ribbon proudly presents
Heineken.
Pabst is definitely you're not going out for a classy meal while you're drinking a Pabst.
So you guys are thinking it wrong. See, I got one for the ladies.
What do you got?
All right,
ladies, how about a tall glass of manberry juice?
And a nice
sexy muscular black guys.
Nice vitamin fortified.
Spunk.
Vitamin fortified chocolate bananas for all the ladies.
Wow. Dude, our sound effects guy is like an improv DJ. I like this. You've got a sound for everything.
My daughter thinks he's something else.
Yeah, she does.
In a
poor
world.
Girl.
Ricky, are you going to say something?
No, I don't want to.
Hey, what's our special name for Uncle Ricky?
Oh, you wanted me to do that?
Yeah.
I was going to do something.
I thought you were going to do a song for us. What was that all about?
Sure.
I didn't know who he was talking to either.
I thought you were talking to the wizard here.
I'm not talking about Rory and the Bon Jovi.
if you want to switch your seats, I'll do something for you, all right?
Oh.
Yeah, are you going to do it right now?
He was asking for it. It's your show, man.
I like the chaos. Let's just do whatever. It's fun. Yeah.
Nick wants to talk about the weekend. We'll get to your music in a minute.
That's cool.
Hey.
No, it's good, man.
Hey, Nick, buddy.
Wait a while, you guys set up. Or switch seats.
Oh, yeah, switch seats. Nick,
all right,
you got journal with you?
I got some journal. You want to
do
some journal?
Hi, journal.
All right. This is a Dear Journal segment for...
all the haters.
Yeah. Suck it, first off, journal. You don't have to be such a hater, because I had a fucking awesome week this week. On Thursday, when I went to... Imarash Studios working on the not even working on watching the completed dialogue for the movie.
Oh.
So you can hear every word nice and
awesome.
Clear. That was really cool, and we watched it with Christy, the actress, Liz Cole, the actress who played Christy.
Right.
And she had never seen it, and you know, it was kind of cool to watch it because you know she's so excited, and she was one of the main characters. So because Jeff's already seen it. A while back. So that was really awesome, journal.
I didn't want to interrupt. I just want to say I want to
microphone.
Follow your story.
Yeah, you
I want
it.
To follow your
Must
story.
Must be on mic.
Yes. I wanted to follow your story. What movie were you talking about?
We're filming a movie called Nowhere Nevada.
We're not.
We've been talking it on the show.
Yeah, we're not filming it.
We're
it's
not filming.
Post-production.
We're in post-production, We finished the dialogue.
And then Nick's eyes.
I'll be like that character in a movie who doesn't know what's going on, so I'm just going
to
let the audience know. I don't know. Anyway, keep going.
I guess for the new people, you don't know that, but... Most people who listen know what I'm talking about.
I have to listen to this show.
Yeah.
We talk about like relevant things and shit.
But not this show.
I moved this past week. So over this weekend, I've noticed that I don't touch myself as much now that I have roommates.
Chaos.
This is definitely a very intimate show here.
Dear journal, pay no attention to my friend Bishop.
Oh, back to journal. Yes.
So then that was really cool, and I worked. I worked that day for the radio, and we were making money for St. Jude, and we raised like $48,000 over Thursday and Friday.
Oh, congratulations!
I didn't hardly do much, but congrats to the radio station for doing that. I thought that was really cool.
I saw you with the check.
Oh, you saw that picture. Check, yeah. And then Thursday night, the Van Pirates show, for their 10-year tour. They were our guests last week.
Oh, wow. They got a cool name.
Hey, Van Pirates, I've run sound for you, so just remember, I think you guys kick ass.
Yeah.
Good times, always.
They shred it, dude.
So and maybe we'll get a call from them this week. Probably not.
Wow. So probably not. If you're out there listening and you've never heard of the Van Pirates, you should go out and listen to it.
That's right.
And if you've heard it, you
journal,
know.
You motherfucker.
Journal doesn't listen to anything.
Sitting in
and I do
time.
Drugs off of the back of their
and
CD.
Support shit.
In the sound room.
Hey, what's up, man? Thanks,
I don't know who said that.
So anyway, journal, last Friday with Eric Foreman.
The last first Friday with Eric Foreman.
Grace Hutchison out there, and Rory was there. And
I played music, not poetry.
Eric and Daisy and...
everybody.
Some of the Stabby staff were there.
Stabby was there, and Paul.
Steve was there. I don't think he played... Oh, yeah, he played some big remote with them, right?
Nice.
At the end, yeah.
Maybe.
Just a shit ton of really cool people and
The bar was packed all night. It was a really good time.
Felt like love in the room, you know.
How come I never
know what
knew
I mean,
about
journal?
Any of these things?
Because you're always working on Friday nights,
so you don't pay attention to Facebook.
You don't listen to the show.
I don't even have a Facebook.
That's your problem.
Yeah, just so you know, that's how the rest of the world knows what's going on.
Look,
yeah.
You know what? You're lucky. I know where things are on my computer right now. That's why I don't fucking touch a thing.
Oh, man.
I'm not gonna start fucking with shit now, and then I lose everything again, and I don't know where. No, thank you. See, paper.
Right.
I know where it is. I put it right where I want it, and then lose it.
It explains why I couldn't tag you. I put it up on Facebook, and I'm like, this guy isn't. You know, when you type in someone's name, it'll pop up. You search. So.
No, you could. The band's on there, formerly known as.
Okay, well, I was looking for
well,
you.
I'm just to be honest with you, I'm just not really interested in the whole. If I really wanted to know what everybody else thought. Shoot myself.
That's a good point.
There's a lot of trivial, just crap people put up. They're like, hey, I took a picture of the meal I just had, and I used this program to make it look like I ate it in the 70s.
Yeah, just...
I like that.
The internet's cool for about 5 minutes, and then, you know, I shit to do.
And then you finish rubbing one out. Yeah.
I was gonna say, you know, if you're not, because it's not as, I don't know what it is, but there's definitely a bridge between not knowing what the internet is and...
Well, I mean, there's internet and there's pussy.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Internet?
There's a lot of pussy on the internet.
Yeah, but no, I mean, a bird in the hand. Maybe. No.
Oh, journal.
No, you know,
my journal,
I think it was a poetic way of saying what you were saying.
For it, yeah. It's a prudish journal.
Journal's a prude.
Dude, Candy Shop CD release on Saturday. You were also there in attendance.
Stabby
Unicorn, Betty Rocker. Thank you, guys, gals.
I only caught the end of the Betty Rockerness.
Oh. Well, it was dope, man. And Candy Shop did pretty good. We sold some CDs and had
good
a really
job.
Good time.
A really good time was had.
Or our friend Cheyenne.
Yes.
I mean, Caramello had an awesome mohawk. Pink mohawk for this first show.
She was loaded.
She was pretty fucked up. It was her birthday. She got pretty.
Daisy
pretty
made it was a Doctor Who themed thing, and Daisy made these little like Dalek cupcakes.
Oh, that was awesome! Yeah, that whole all the decorations, and then that police booth pinata. That was cool.
Yeah. The TARDIS pinata. It was super. It was super fun.
So, have you been getting into the new Doctor Who's then?
Oh, yeah, I've been watching it since 05.
Really? To show my nerdy credentials, I think we're just nerds of a different feather.
Right.
I couldn't seem to get into the new Doctor Who.
I love it.
You're just nerds.
Yeah.
I think we are.
Dude,
I'm just saying we're
the
nerds.
The meat shall inherit the earth, right? I'm a nerd.
Oh, shit.
No, I had a great time when I was at the Candy Shop birthday. Fantastico.
Oh, there we go, man. That's
he's
nerd.
A But I did want to mention, too, before that, I went over to Bruca to see the play they got out right now, Doubt. Mm. Really fun production.
Yeah.
Really strong cast. Really good. The show itself is good. Good writing. Good topic. But it was a great cast. Great set. Lou Zalmeyer did this great set design in the back that's supposed to be stained glass, and it just looks tits.
How does one get into that?
What, theater?
Yeah, the acting side of that.
Well, first, you don't have a girlfriend in high school.
Yeah.
then,
they have auditions.
Bad social skills.
Yeah, exactly.
They have auditions.
Well, no. I used to be an actor, but...
I want to say
I like how he kind of like
auditions
how
are
you get
usually
into that?
After Burning Man. That's about as specific as they get. Auditions are after
Burning Man. so that's why. Okay, yeah, I don't. Burning Man.
Yeah. A lot of those folks are those folks.
So Nick, were you an actor as well? Did
let me say goodbye to my journal. Hey, journal, signing off. Fuck off.
Bye, journal. Piece of paper.
That was journal, everybody.
Okay, go ahead. What were you saying?
Oh, I was just saying, you know, because we got two out of the three of us did do, you know, high school performances. See if you were in that as well.
Oh, not high school, but after, like, in my...
Nick's got actual theater credit.
I have actual theater credit.
Yeah.
Do you really? Okay.
Yeah, I do.
Late 20s for me.
Okay, so we all did. It's kind of weird. We've all dabbled in drama.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Just for saying that, you get a...
Faggot.
Rick's dabbled in drama, too.
That's pretty good, Rick.
But his name was Sebastian.
That's
I just want to say, Elgin, that was the gayest thing I've ever heard, and I've had butt sex with guys. So
that's my Elgin.
Well, I'm glad I captured the character for you.
Dabbled in drama. So, no, that wasn't that bad. I just wanted to use that line.
Oil
that was
check.
Good. That was a good line.
Oil check on aisle 3.
I'm still weirded out that the wizard isn't in the room. I'm like, I'm doing improv, and he's not here. Oh, God, I hope you guys listen and are having as much fun as we are.
Oh, my God.
Only if they're drinking. And just to get everybody drinking, here's the first official yeah-no of the evening.
Yeah-no.
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 Get loaded.
Every time we say four.
It's our drinking game. Every time you say yeah, no, or I say yeah, no, you have to drink. So. Now play some guitar there.
Oh, playing guitar.
Yes, Elgin's going to play guitar now.
Sweet. That's
everybody
had to take like six drinks just now. And now we'll let him hear some.
Now I'm going to sing a song.
All right.
About not touching ourselves.
You're really fixated on this touching yourself thing.
Well, I had roommates. I have a feeling.
Well, I think you're confusing me with Bishop. But
I'm not up to my quota.
Rick, spray
Give
down the
bathroom.
Stoner
spunk, dude.
No, where's stoner spunk? It's five.
Spunk.
What's six? We never play six.
Spunk.
That's surprise spunk.
Surprise spunk.
That should be the first one out the gate, I think. Right? The first one, like,
it's always, it's always
there it is.
Spunk examinations are always free.
All right, so what you got for us, Cowboy?
Thanks, man. You know,
no, he has no idea.
My grandpa, when I was real little, he would play guitar. He was showing me guitar. And he said a good way to do a good song is to tell a story so that the listeners can kind of imagine their mind. And so he taught me a song I'd like to share with you guys and your listeners. You know stories are like the triumph of the human spirit. You have someone who's, you know, got a problem. They fought through it. And this is one of those kind of songs. It's about a man who will not let anything be between him and those that he loves. The song is called Breaking Out of Jail.
Wow.
It was a hard part. Thank you.
That's kind of like
a little anticlimactic.
That reminds me of the vagina song a little too.
That
made the vagina song sound like fucking Stairway to Heaven.
It's called Georgia O'Keeffe. Thank you very much.
Sorry. Yeah, you don't want to put the punchline in the title.
No,
that's dumb.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was fitting.
I'll do a real one for you guys. The other night, got an email from Heather. I never knew it would change my life forever. Just a click and a bit of information. Before I knew it, I had a new fixation. Yes, it's Facebook, Facebook. Facebook, Facebook. Come take a look at my Facebook. Go on my Facebook. Some say that I am wrong. I'm just trying to get more friends in my space time. I'm just getting my Facebook on. Hey, look, I just added your mom to my Facebook, Facebook. Facebook, Facebook. Bishop's out of date. Technology behind, he doesn't have a Facebook. I met my wife on Facebook. She just doesn't know it yet. 'Cause I am waiting here for her to approve my friend request on my Facebook, Facebook. Facebook, Facebook. How come my space got so creepy? It's about Facebook. day I went to my ex-girlfriend's Facebook page. Okay, well, you know, we're going to get back together. Whatever. Shut up. Then I noticed that Facebook said that she's in a relationship. I clicked on his page. I don't even know who the guy is. I didn't even look at her and think, I mean, come on. How can you move on so quickly? It was like the best 3 months of my life. It's only been 2.5 years. I just wanted something special. It was great because you would always come over to my Facebook page. You'd leave all these little messages. You'd say stuff and we were really having it together. Everybody knew because they could see it on Facebook, Facebook. Facebook, Facebook. Come take a look at my Facebook. Oh, my Facebook. My Facebook.
Yeah. That's a modern ballad classic.
Passion, dude. It's like modern blues for sure.
That'll be at the top of the top 40 charts in moments.
I just hope it gets me on Leno. That's all I want. Really.
No, that's awesome. That was awesome.
If I get to sing that next to Craig Ferguson, I will be happy.
I want to say that song was brought to you by our fine sponsors at Reno Computer Fix. Don't forget to check them out at renocomputerfix.net. I got a little something to say to you guys. Nobody went in with the secret password last week to get the cheap discount on the computer, so they sold it today. So next week, you know, they're not just throwing out a computer with a huge $100 discount on it. But if you go in and buy anything that's over $100, whether it's a product or service, and you mention the Worst Little Podcast, you will get 25 off of whatever you're doing. Whether it's
$25,
$25 off anything over $100.
Cool.
And where is this wonderful place at?
It is at
Reno Computer Fix.
I thought you were going to do the whole thing with the address. Damn it.
That's a lot.
No, it's over by the Dandelion Deli off of Wells, right at Wells and Wonder.
Mm-hmm. Max, do you have some?
Was there anything?
Reno Computer Fix.
Williams. That is.
But it's right next to the trophy shop over by Dandelion Deli. They're right on Wells Avenue, just up from Vassar, like two blocks up from Vassar. Very easy to find. Really friendly guys, Ian and Justin, and all the interns over there. They do a local art consignment on the wall. So if you want to like check out local art while you're getting your shit fixed, it's there.
That's cool.
They're big supporters of local art community. Because they're both techies, but they also both dabble in the creative side as well.
Excellent.
See, you know what? I like guys like that because they shoot down that stereotype that someone is either like completely
right
Vulcan,
or left.
Look at guys like Michelangelo and Leonardo. They didn't just paint. They invented things.
It's like that stereotype that says there's probably nobody in this motherfucker that's going to get me another beer, huh?
There is in the
fight
other room.
And
it's amazing.
And
just that starts,
an associate producer.
And really, next time, if you need another after this, you can just say beer boy and snap your fingers. And
I don't know if that's cool. He's the associate producer.
You don't
now.
Want me snapping.
Oh, yes. He is an assistant or associate?
Rick?
Let's call him adjunct
okay.
to the producer.
Adjunct.
Okay, adjunct, get us some beer.
Are your pants still on?
I'm busy making something.
Someone's getting a raise.
I haven't heard the lighter yet, though.
It's been going. Oh, so are we going to switch mics back?
Yeah, you guys should switch spots again. Right now.
Well, we're making all this noise with the door. And Rory, did you talk about your weekend?
I briefly mentioned I saw The Doubt on Saturday with the fine cast over at Bruca. And let's see, what did I do Friday? Right. I went out and
you went to Foreman's, dude.
Oh, yeah, I went to the first Friday thing. I had played a really good set for me. It wasn't perfect, but it felt good. Everybody really liked it.
Wasn't everybody playing one song?
No, I played like 15 minutes, 20 minutes.
Oh, damn, okay.
Yeah, but still, there were a lot of people. They got through.
I had a blast.
It was a really good time. And then I continued over to the Shays Tavern, where I managed to get completely shit-faced and stay out till 5 a.m.
Yep, you sure it is.
It's not hard to do.
And then it's always within stumbling distance of my house, so that's really nice. And, yeah, I did that both nights. I didn't get as shit-faced on Saturday as I did Friday. Yeah, there's we got a tower of beer happening here.
I'm being an artiste.
An artiste.
Artiste.
But yeah, no, Shays is the kind of the late night hotspot for live music. If everything else is done and dead by 1 or 2 a.m., head over there. There's
Has it really lost its reputation for being a fight bar? I never hear violent stories from Shays anymore.
I
just not talking to the right people?
All right, you work there, see it more than me. But I want to say my average, see me there every weekend, right?
All right, yeah.
I'll see maybe one every 2 or 3 weeks.
All right, you have to understand, there are people there that you know will get down.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, reasonable people in general. I don't have to deal with it, but just blatant assholes, fuck you. I'm sorry if you can't have your way, but no, nobody wants to deal with that shit. I like to get drunk and stupid and not have to deal. I like pussy.
Where are we?
Where pussy doesn't happen. And if people are stupid, pussy doesn't show up. So
exactly.
That's right. Breaks out, pussy leaves.
Don't stick around too long.
All that's left after that is the crazy chicks that nobody should fuck.
Exactly.
Right.
Future baby mama that you got to deal with.
I'm sorry if your feelings are hurt, but you suck.
Right.
Feast.
I should have hit it with a
so face.
I'm a way to break out my face.
But I gotta say, since putting in the stage, putting in the sound system, with all the aggressive booking of big bands, you guys have DRI coming in this weekend.
Yes, we do.
It's sold out, right?
With Gehenna. I mean, which is local legendary.
I'll give everybody a heads up. If you show up early.
If
you show up early, there might be a few tickets left.
Uh-huh.
For the most part, it's sold out. These are just tickets we held on to just because we want to make you show up early.
Right.
I'm just kidding because we love you.
But so check that out. But I want to say, since with all the aggressive new marketing strategy, the big sign out front, like they are relifting their image a little bit.
Totally, and it's Midtown. And
there's no violence in Midtown.
Never. Yeah,
there's just really cool facial hair.
Yeah, but we don't. No. We don't.
Food.
We don't want to discriminate against anybody. Shit happens, whatever, but we're moral. We just want to be a place where people go to get away from that. I mean, cool. It's going to happen there. It is Shays. But, you know, at least for the most part.
It's going to happen anywhere when you get drunk people together at 4 a.m.
No, at least for the most part now, when it does happen, it's some fucking random douchebag that walks in and then realize, I know the rest of us don't want to deal with that shit. Mm-hmm. So it's not just the bar, it's the people that are there.
Yeah, regulars.
Even the people that have been there for years and years and years, they're like, yeah, you know what, I'm glad I don't have to deal with this shit.
Yep.
And then when they have a problem, well, you know.
And like you said, more pussy comes in.
More pussy. Pussy.
No offense to our female listeners, we respect you highly.
Let me rephrase
that. But I bet y'all would agree. That when there are fewer fights at the bar, y'all want to come in.
Wow!
Hey, what does Eric Foreman have to say about this?
Oh, he's really sure that
no café de la bear.
Oh, that's still fucking funny as hell.
We needed to pre-verb foie for the session, and I was all, don't worry, I've already got it chopped out. As we were mixing.
I'll ask you this, though. Do you think it's better? What do you think?
I think it's much better. I used to never go in there. Like, I'd go in there if I had to, or if I was chasing somebody down. Now, since I started hanging out there this summer, shit, man, I go there every weekend. I'm digging it.
Now, what are some of the draws that you see when you're there?
We have a phone call. Anybody interesting?
A girl I like in Portland.
That's not good for the show, is it?
No.
I'm
going to have to ignore it. All right. Hey, Nicole.
Hey, Dallas.
Hey, I'm on the podcast. Like, you're live on the podcast right now. Say hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. How's your day going?
Fabulous.
Can I call you later?
Hey, Nicole. Nicole. Nicole, are you ready to trade up?
All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye. Shut up, Bishop.
I'm sorry, dude.
Hey, you gotta
he
take
He really
your
likes
shot.
Pussy.
Yeah.
And he don't give a fuck, dude.
Are you going to be able to play another song for us?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I hope it's up to the same caliber as the first one.
Yeah.
So.
No, the next one's going to be a Prince one because I figure.
Oh, you're going to nail this.
Yeah, you can play a Prince song for us?
Wild in the Streets, bitch.
Yeah. Sweet. Well, let's have a song and come back and do a quiz.
That sounds good.
Well, you're not telling us that we're getting toward the end, are you?
Are we?
I hope not.
Well, a quiz takes a minute. What time do we start?
I wasn't am I supposed to be paid? I got to know the commandments. I got to know when we started.
Yeah.
We're up on 46 minutes now.
Perfect.
Cool.
Hitting our stride, man.
All right.
Ah, there we go. That's so much better.
Now, what are we? We're just kind of.
We still recording or we wait for.
No, you can go ahead.
Chuckles.
Yeah, you just Pickles. Got up and left.
Pickles. He'll be back.
Whatever, like nobody cares. Nobody. If I was wearing the outfit, though, he'd be all Bishop. Oh, my God.
Go ahead and go. You're good. I'm the one driving the boat.
I was working part-time at a 5 and 9. My boss was Mr. McGee. He told me several times that he didn't like my kind, 'cause I was bit too easily. He seen that I was busy doing something close to nothing, but different than the day before. And that's when I saw her. Oh, I saw her. She walked in through the outdoor. She wore a raspberry beret, the kind you find in a secondhand store, a raspberry beret. If it was warm, she wouldn't wear it much more, a raspberry beret. I think I love her. Built like she was, huh? She had the nerve to ask me if I planned to do her any harm. So look at here, I put on the back of my bike. We were riding down my old man Johnson farm. I said, now overcast days never turned me on, but something about the clouds and her mix. And she wasn't too bright, but I could tell when she kissed me. She knew how to give a kiss. She wore a raspberry beret, kind you find in a secondhand store, raspberry beret. If it was warm, she wouldn't wear it much more, raspberry beret. I think I love her. And the rain sounds so cool when it hits the barn roof, and all horses wonder who you are. The sun that dries out with the lightning season, but you feel like a movie star. They say the first time is the greatest, but I tell you, if I had a chance to do it all again, ooh, I wouldn't change a stroke. 'Cause baby, I'm the most, and that girl's fine as she was thick. Love right. Wow. The kind you find, no. I wouldn't worry about a raspberry red, Lord. Yeah, I think I love her.
Woo!
Nice!
Yeah!
Sweet.
That's pretty.
How long have you been doing the Prince thing, man?
Oh, forever. And I don't even play that song in the band.
Oh, so we got a special treat here.
I mean, I sing it, but I don't play it. So I just kind of like, all right, I think those are the chords. Learned it real quick today. Hey, how's it going?
Good job. Dude, yeah. When you did the solo for Computer Blue, that fucking blew my mind, dude. That was really good. You like matched the Prince notes.
It took me forever to learn that one.
Dope.
Ever. Like, I... not Chris Woody, not our old guitar player, but this other guy, Woody. He's an older guy. And he, like, plays guitar. He's been playing for years. And I used to go over to his house, hang out, get stoned. And I would start, that's when I first started playing guitar in the band. And I would play that over and over again. It would drive him insane. He'd be like, oh, my God, stop playing it if you're not going to play it right. And always get pissed. Always get pissed. And I'd just do it over and over again. And he'd start screaming at me until I fucking learned. And that kind of helped because I hadn't played guitar in years before that. Like, I played, started playing bass shit. Yeah, at least 10 years ago because there's never any bass players. So, yeah, that was, I'm like, oh, and when else I learned that one, kind of trying to get back in the swing of things, I guess.
Yeah, man.
Well, I liked your rendition.
Nailed it. It was fucking great.
Yeah.
Super. What was it?
Oh, I was just saying, I liked his rendition. That was cool, man.
Yeah.
Little kickback.
I hope Prince don't sue us.
Sorry, it's a cover. He'll sue him.
Oh, okay.
We didn't do shit.
I don't know who that guy is.
We just turned on the microphone and he did it.
What's happening?
Yeah, because the FCC really listened to it when NBC said or whatever said they said about Janet Jackson. Well, you know, they just did it. We had nothing to do with it.
Titties. I don't know why everybody was upset. Actually, I was kind of impressed with Janet. Hey, girl.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed actually.
that was a nice tit, dude. I was happy with it. I was like, yeah. She's a little older, but dude, I'd bang her.
Oh yeah, still.
Dude, I would do things to her I wouldn't do to a farm animal.
Just bring it back. Put it back in the gutter.
Oh, now we're back where we're at. Rick, can I get some music, please?
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Thank you, sir. Now it's time for the worst little quiz in the world. My favorite segment of the show, where I'm going to ask you, Elgin Alway, and you, Bishop Cumming, a number of randomized questions secretly selected out of the ether by my brain. And I'm going to score and judge you.
Judgment.
Yeah. And then, Nick, here's your questions for later. Nick's got some questions,
am I gonna
too.
Be scored? Can I see that real quick?
No.
No.
You might cheat.
I don't get anything out of this, is it right? That's how this works. Like, everybody
I'm going to ask you questions.
Gets notes.
You
could
win.
Yeah, you might win.
What
just,
if I want to take notes?
Answer your questions.
You should brought a pad of paper
questions.
And a pen.
That's all you need to worry about. I'm going to judge you.
I'm probably it's too okay. drunk to write. I
good.
That's
so,
the plan.
We'll start with trapped on a desert island, Bishop. It's you and one other person. Who is that other person?
Shit. Damn it. Aaliyah, but she's dead.
That's okay.
It's all right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In all of history.
As she is today? Or
no,
back,
no,
in
no, no. Back in
her prime.
Back in her prime.
What would that do?
I know some people like it.
You never know. Yeah.
Elgin?
You know what? I'm going to nerd out on this one. I'm going to say Laura Croft from the Tomb Raider series. Because I bet you there might be some treasure on that island, and I'm going to need somebody to go with me to find that treasure.
And better hope there's some electricity
on
that island.
In case they show up, I brought me a Laura Croft. Your argument's invalid.
When you're trying to impress somebody, Bishop, what personality trait do you hide?
Your alcoholism?
Ding.
I'm guessing.
My complete indifference.
Indifference.
Oh, no!
Indifference. That's a good one, too.
The bishop that doesn't care.
Elgin, what personality trait do you hide when trying to impress someone?
It's weird. I hide it, but I use it a little, and I would say it's kind of childish behavior. Because I'll use it to flirt with her, but I'm like, okay, not too much. She's going to realize you have a pillowcase at home with Superman on it, and it's going to be hard to explain.
And you being the comedian anyway. That's just, yeah. That's part of the parcel.
I just don't like to explain the fucking lotion and the tissues on the floor.
Why do your socks look like that?
They're ready-made, bitch. Ready-made.
Stay-up socks. Yeah.
For real.
All right, we'll go with this. Bishop, what are your favorite porn keywords?
The guy who doesn't
oh,
use
oh, wait,
a computer?
Yeah, you don't use the computer.
You use a computer for porn, though, right? That's what it's for.
What are your favorite search terms?
Porno EXO.
Porno EXO.
Oh, you know, like
although
like
they don't really, although they don't really,
anal,
they don't really get into the whole incest thing, which is a downer. But yeah.
Oh, there's lots right. of brother sister porn out
yeah.
there.
Not yeah,
that
but
I've
not
checked.
On porno.
And not that I think any of it's real.
Look, right. I got look,
sure.
I tell myself that.
My idea of porno was this. All right, I don't want to fucking go through this shit and look at the same shit that I'm going to do all the time. I want to see something. I want to see a girl blow a horse. You know why? Because I don't want to see that in real life. So if I'm going to go, if I'm going to really go through and research sex, I got to see something that I'm not going to see on a day. I don't want my wife to do it, or a girlfriend, or even the bitch I just met that won't shut up. I don't want. But you know, if they're going to put it on the internet, see, that's what I look for.
Okay, Elgin, what are your favorite porn keywords?
I'm God, afraid. I feel so vanilla compared to that description.
Yeah, well, Elgin's going to be like missionary. I'd like to see some missionary.
People with clothing on.
Like softcore.
Quakers.
Quaker Mennonite is my favorite porn. No, for real.
Ooh, look at that shin. as I said, it's vanilla. I'm like, lesbian and masturbation. And you know, I got to say this on lesbian, since he had a little... Okay, I'll be watching. The video will be there. It'll be two chicks diking out. Why? Because if I'm going to watch a porn, I don't need to see a cock. I like women. And that'll be there. And that's fine. But whoever's marketing the site, right next to it is like a giant cock. It's like, do you want your cock to be veiny and a monster? And you're like, whoa,
Elgin, that's what full screen is for.
No, wait.
That's what full screen is for.
Slow your roll. Back up a hot second. Get out and walk with me, all right?
Okay, let's get out and walk.
Now, how are you going to say you don't want cock in the picture? How are you going to imagine yourself in there? What are you, a chick? I don't want to imagine myself as a chick.
I think he's saying he doesn't need
another
one.
I want to imagine that that's my hard cock reaming that bitch.
Oh, so this is very...
You pretend it's
Gregory. So I'm guessing you search like POV.
So you step into the character.
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
Well, surely.
Bishop,
I used to be an actor.
You used to be an actor. Do you go to the point of view porn then, where it looks like you because the guy's holding the camera?
I don't really care that much, dude. You have to.
There's a limited amount of screen on my laptop. I'm like, why don't I fill it up with tits and asses? Because I'm here for tits and asses.
I usually like to imagine myself.
Full screen, F11.
If you got one hand on the lotion and an elbow on F11,
right.
You can
get
it.
You're good. Okay. Whew.
Reverse it, dude.
Yeah.
Reverse it.
Elgin, how often do you masturbate?
Are you asking, how long it takes?
How often?
I was about to say 10 minutes, and I'm like, wait, he asked a different question. Yeah, in about 10 minutes, yeah.
That's why you keep running to the bathroom. I thought it was a prostate problem.
depending on how you do it.
It comes and goes.
Yeah, it does. There's
the puns. Some days I'm like, oh, God, I can't go to sleep or wake up without this. And other times, fuck it, I have shit to do. So,
as a easy come, easy go?
6 times a week.
Bishop, how often do you talk to the bishop?
Well, like I said earlier, I just moved recently. I was up to about 5 or 6 times a day, but...
Good Lord.
Because I have roommates.
Are you, 14?
You know, back to I'm just lucky if I can rub out two. Just fuck, go away. Oh, yeah, the dog is at my door. I can't concentrate.
So I got to tell you this, because we both spent some time up at that luxury resort up on Par Boulevard.
Who hasn't?
I was so thankful. I had a cellmate that snored. I'm like, and he's asleep.
Smart people.
gross.
Nick. So yeah, well, so just, you won't look at anything gay, but you will jack off in the room with
another guy. If you can find the inspiration to jack off in jail.
That was my only books for escapism, because there's literally nothing. I couldn't when you have a medical thing, like let's say you have a really good meal, your brain produces X amount of a happy feely good feely. Right?
Yeah, endorphins.
Endorphins, bonus points.
Oh,
to Nick.
Molly. Ding. That's what they call it.
Really
that.
Good
Molly.
Sex. Really good sex quadruples that, all right? Uh-huh. So I'm like, I can't drink. I can't do allegedly things that it might be narcotic-y, maybe not.
Usually
I can't
not
do that.
In jail.
So that was my only high. So I just waited for that dude to fall asleep, and I was like, I got to be honest, you guys are a very honest show.
Did you do it on his face?
No, I didn't really.
That was making it gross.
That was,
this could go a million ways. Let's just shut it down. Go ahead.
You know, it's a dirty subject, so it's really talking about like a dirty thing like sex, masturbation, like that is like going. And then the other guy's going, come on, I want to do that. Penis joke. Like you want to go there, so I don't blame you for going there. It would be really slow and as quiet as possible. So, I don't know why I motioned that for everyone listening.
That made mine move.
My cock hurt.
I bet it did. Yeah. I bet.
Thank you, Dick.
So Elgin, you're going down on a girl, and you discover some fresh, crispy bacon. Do you eat it?
Love our sound effect guy. Fresh, crispy bacon. You know what? I've been with some freaky chicks that would probably do that. They probably would be like, I know you love some bacon, and just put it in the folds. Hell yeah. That's, you
yeah.
know, as long as she puts a maple syrup prior, that's all I ask for.
A little
maple bacon.
Yeah.
You know, now I think I'm even in.
Wow. You know, I would rather that than sausage. Wow. That would be kind of weird going out like, oh, fuck, it's a sausage. Bacon, at least it's got the look of a vagina.
It's kind of
it's
a
vagina
extra curve
lip.
To it.
Yeah. You find the bacon and the young ladies while having lunch at the Y.
I'm going to stay away from crispy pussy.
All right.
Something about that. Ugh.
Okay. Good answer. Good
greasy
answer.
Maybe. Crispy.
Elgin, what was the last lie you told?
The last what I told?
Lie. L-I-E.
Oh, last lie I told. Direct or indirect?
Because
there are sometimes where you're not, you're like, hi, yes, I'm giving you half of the information. I'm not really lying to you.
That is called a lie of omission, it still counts as a lie.
Oh, God, that's a great question. You know what? When I was asking questions of my parole officer, hey, just wondering, what does the law say about this? How much can I get away with? So that was kind of my lie. Of course, I think they were
hedging.
Getting it.
You were hedging.
Hedging, okay.
Bishop, what was the last lie you told?
I wouldn't have another beer. I'm talking to you.
good answer. All of history, who would you start a fist fight with?
All of history,
all
who
of
would
history.
I start a fist fight with? Wow, God, that's a good question. Of course, your mind first goes like, "Oh, I'd punch Hitler," but I'm like, "I could punch anybody."
Anybody.
Oh, can I? I'm going to homage a fellow comedian and say I agree with him. Patton Oswalt had once spoke about going back in time to 1992 and stopping George Lucas from making the prequels. And on that note, boom! Don't talk about midichlorians; you're ruining it. Boom! Nobody cares about Jar Jar. You know, I would just go off.
Okay.
I would just.
All right. That's solid and heartfelt. Bishop, anybody, all of history.
I have a kid. And I realized watching said asshole how I used to be back in the day. So I think in all honesty, the person I'd like to punch the most would be me.
A little dumbass you.
I'd like to go back in time and just...
We've
I'd
never had that.
Beat
that's
ever-loving
excellent answer,
fuck
Bishop.
Out of myself.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Do you know how retarded I am? Holy
I would have.
Shit.
I would have to agree with that. There are definitely a couple points in my life where I could have used me coming back to slap the shit out of myself.
It would be so great right now if 2020... Up. If 2020 Bishop burst in the door and punched him in the face.
Do not do that. Stay away from her.
Get off this podcast.
I might fart on my own face just to prove a point driving home. Dead serious.
You know, I thought about this time travel thing on your like going back in time. I've actually thought about this. If I had Marty McFly's ability to go back in time, I would ruin the enchantment under the sea dance because I don't think my parents should have kids.
And just watch yourself dissolve.
Yep. Oh, I'm out of here.
Alright, I'm going to throw it over to Nick with some rapid fire questions. And so just answer as fast as you can, guys. Don't think about it, just blurt out an answer.
Alright, we got to go with Elvis or Beatles? Bishop.
Beatles.
Or Elvis.
Yeah.
Let's go Star Trek or Star Wars?
Drugs.
J.J. Abrams.
Ooh, that was Ooh. Good. Godzilla or King Kong?
King Kong. Go America.
Drugs.
Meth or Mountain Dew? I know your answer.
Pussy.
I'm going to do the do.
All right. AIDS or cancer?
Cancer. It's curable.
Pussy.
AIDS. Okay. Yeah.
Good to see you, faggot.
Clash or Sex Pistols?
Sex Pistols.
Clash.
All right. David Bowie or Freddie Mercury?
Freddie Mercury.
Freddie Mercury.
All right. God,
did was Amir you, or did you feel under pressure on that
no,
joke?
No, that's a
I get it.
This guy's good. He's playing pretty good. Coldplay or herpes?
Coldplay.
Pussy.
Herpes.
Herpes. All right. This is a good one. Beat up or arrested?
Beat up.
And down?
Beat up or arrested?
And down.
What?
Beat up. And down.
Beat up.
Yeah,
and
down if you want.
Yes.
Throw that in pussy. There, too. All right. What do we got on some of these lighter ones here? Oh, I know. Jan or Marcia? The Brady Bunch question.
Shit. Pussy?
Right. He would take them both.
Both. Sisters.
Marcia, Marcia, Marcia. Awesome.
She sounds like she needs a shave.
Oh, this is a good one. Bacon or chocolate?
Chocolate.
Bacon.
Awesome. The correct answer was chocolate-covered bacons. All right, and this is your last one. If you could live in a world with either Star Wars or the Beatles, which one would you pick? And you couldn't have the other one. You know what I'm saying?
Pussy. Beatles.
Star Wars, no question.
Excellent.
All right.
You guys are pretty good.
That was great. That was a very tightly scored butthole quiz. With coming in as our big winner with 190 points, Mr. Elgin Alway.
Woo!
Really? You had 180. Like, really.
Bishop was a great opponent.
Really close.
You can't just say pussy over and over again and expect to win.
Yeah, that is kind of
like, that's the give up.
That is kind of what dogged you there in the end. It was just the pussy give up.
But
sometimes it works.
Normally giving up pussy isn't a bad thing.
I'm a grown ass man. I can take what I want. If you're going to ask me what the fuck.
Over the beers. The pyramid fell over.
I get excited.
Luckily, they're all empty.
Yeah, here's the thing. You
like that pyramid? Nobody could see it, but all the cans are stacked. Yeah.
Imagine in your mind, radio listeners,
the
a pyramid
theater
of
the mind.
Yes. Being knocked over by a man telling an argument, which doesn't matter what, how good your argument would be, if you turn your hand while doing so and knock something over, it hurts your argument.
Face!
Wait, do that again.
It's a brand
new
one.
Yeah, do it again.
Face!
I would like to thank the boys from Machine Gun Vendetta for that.
Right, thank you guys.
They sang a song and they had gang vocals and lead vocals, and part of the lyrics just stops and they all say face, and I'm like, oh, you guys have made me so happy right now. That is totally going on the podcast. You're all, yeah, and you're a dick, so.
Face!
Awesome. Exclusive tracks right here every week.
Love you guys, Scotty.
Speaking of that, I had an idea. We could play Version Therapy. Since we were going pretty funny today on the music, maybe we could play the whole podcast song.
Like as our outro.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that way Elgin could hear it.
The actual track. Yeah.
See what he thinks.
Is it about that time?
Are we getting close?
Well, we got to talk about what's coming up next week for everybody.
Yeah, but
we're over an hour now. We're at hour.
Okay,
well,
then we're perfect.
I know what's coming up. Next
it
week.
Is about time to talk about what's happening this weekend. What do you get? Hey, when's the next time your band is playing? Got anything booked?
I can't say.
You can't say.
It's good.
It's a state secret.
I'll give you this. This is a UNR thing, so I can't say.
Can you give us a time frame?
Halftime.
Okay.
Oh, you're playing at the football game?
Something's happening.
He's pleading the fifth, folks.
Elgin, when's the next time you're appearing?
That would be this Friday at the Pioneer Center for the Performing Arts Underground Theater. which is very nice. We get to play at the Pioneer, but it's like the little theater.
Reno Tahoe Comedy Club. We talk about them every week.
Yeah.
We
gotta like those guys.
We got Bobby Slayton on when he was in town.
I see his picture on the wall there, yeah, man. Yeah. That's a pit bull of comedy, they say.
Word.
Signed to us, even.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks, Bobby.
I thought it was a chick in a dress, but oh.
No, that's the other picture. Shit, bro. That's the other picture.
Yeah, we're actually going to be roasting Mr. Pat Shillitoe. He's the host over at Third Street Bar.
Cheers, yeah. Pat was on here a couple weeks ago.
Like Pat. Pat's
friend of the show.
Yes. Yeah.
He's just a very likable guy, and it helps him a lot. So
definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that should be a lot of fun. I want
to It's weird, though, because he's such Everybody a nice drink. Guy, and we have to write jokes to, like, smack him around.
Sexually.
So come see us. Like, all of us come. It's like, we must come up with, like, we had to have meetings and things on this show to make sure we could have a good show. So come on down and watch us make fun of Pat Shillitoe and a bunch of little comics.
I want to hear you say that.
What's that?
Colt 45.
Bring it.
Colt 45.
Nice.
No, I want to hear what you... All right, that was cool. Okay. I want to hear what you... I want to hear you sell me this show, Colt 45. Do it.
Yeah, sell this show, Colt 45.
Billy D. Williams, motherfucker.
Here it comes, folks. Finding his inner.
Billy D. My inner Billy D.
BDW.
Oh, man.
Wow, this is the sound of the internet dying.
Did something happen to my computer? Did it turn off?
What happened? My speakers broke. Shit. Tonight, you've been listening to the worst little podcast broadcasted live here in Reno, Nevada.
Woo.
It's so sexy.
Brought to you by Colt 45.
And Reno Computer Fix.
Now, how do you say it? It's Reno Check Computer Fix? Leaf.
Reno Computer Fix.
Reno Computer Fix?
Reno sure. Computer
Am
Fix.
Am I saying it wrong? Because I want to make sure net. I say RenoComputerFix.net.
Exactly.
Thank where you. You go for your computer needs.
And mention us and get $25 off of any $100 purchase or service.
Ooh. Absolutely.
Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. What do you got going on this weekend, Nick?
All I know is I'm going to start. I cook on Sundays. So yeah, I'm going to be cooking Sunday and watching The Walking Dead. That's what I got.
Nice. Nice. Friday night, like I mentioned, we've got DRI with Gehenna and very few spots left for that.
That's right. Recognize, bitches.
If you get there early and give some love to the bishop.
Hey, if you kiss here. My ass during this next week leading up to Friday,
show up late.
My thing
I'm
going to
show up late and still get in. we also have Mr. Adam. If you can't get into that show, stop by Red Rock where our good friend Adam Springob is going to be playing with a couple of friends. That should be a good show. And Saturday night, I don't have much. I'm probably not going out myself, but I know the Flesh Hammers are playing, and they're getting back out and playing shows again. So
it's been a while since we heard from them.
Yeah, but Mr. Blackie Crabtree,
yeah,
good man. So please check those guys out on Saturday if you get a chance because I like them. Mm. Rick, you got any? Who are you recording with?
I didn't go over my last weekend, but it's not that exciting. I mean, it's exciting, but it's not a big story. I'm recording Los Pistoleros.
Nice.
Uh-huh. As we said, we were probably going to.
Andy 86.
And, as a three-piece. Oh, my God.
Right?
Hi, Julio. Yeah, yeah.
Well, no, we're getting there. They are still the full band. Just one of the band members is not available. And so they're recording everything except his part.
Who's not available?
One of the members of Los Pistoleros.
It better not be Julio.
The one that's most likely to not be available.
It might be a certain person who stands in the front with...
Fucking Julio.
No, not Julio. No, Julio's been here all weekend.
Julio's a good boy. Right,
good.
Julio's
a
good boy. And I just got to say, their new shit is so fucking fast and amazing.
I know Julio. I remember when Julio first got a guitar. Well, when I met him, he got a guitar and started trying to rock out, dude. And he's a fucking great guy.
Yeah.
Love that guy.
Awesome. And it was his birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday, Julio.
We spent
Bishop.
The whole fucking day of his birthday in here at the studio, recording. And so all day.
Way to be a musician, man.
He's like,
can
I get
on
some
your fucking
more,
birthday.
Can I get some more coffee? And I said, it's okay, mijo. You can have whatever you want as your birthday. It was awesome. So, yeah.
Yeah, he's a great dude.
Oh, they're so much fucking fun. I laughed my ass off.
They sounded great at Lincoln Lounge a few weeks ago and played some new songs, just the three of them that were just killer.
So, yeah, you can take away one pistolero and they're still
three more guns.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. So, they still rock. So, yeah, things are going good. And they're all next weekend, too, and then the weekend after that. Yeah, I've got them 4 weekends this month, and I'm going to be so pistolero'd out.
Yeah, because they knew they were trying to save up money to get in here.
Yeah, they're such awesome guys. I had such a fucking great time. Okay, so that's me.
Awesome.
Woo! So I won't be anywhere because I'll be here with them.
Well,
as usual in the studio.
And all the rest of you and Rena, go. Doubt is still running over at Bruca. Please go check that out.
Culture.
Lots of awesome shit. There's a lot of gallery shows happening in town right now. Too many, too numerous to list.
Man, those
here
Reno
on air.
Artwork kids are going nuts. So
yeah,
over there,
you got
glasses.
I heard there's a place
theater.
That you could see Reno artwork. Where might that be?
At the Reno Artworks
downtown.
No, there's actually lots of places.
Everywhere,
tons of local coffee shops, salons, businesses. Everybody's got local art on the walls. If you're walking around and you see something, and you see a little price tag or a name or some bars, they have it. Buy something.
Yeah, I've been looking at that Donut Time painting at Java Jungle.
Oh yeah,
Donut Time. And it's the little guy, and he just says Donut Time, and the donuts like raining.
Yeah,
and I think like, God, I've been there. I know exactly what that feels like. Donut Time.
So you, Reno, you go out and have a fun, safe weekend, and we'll catch you all next week.
Yeah, love you, Reno.
So as we go out on the full version of our theme song, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying good night for Mr. Nick Ramirez, Richard Spagnola, Chewy, Spencer, Bishop, Elgin, and everybody who's ever been on the show.
Yeah.
Good night, ladies.
Wild in the streets.
You got an hour to kill, and you're seeking a thrill in the biggest little city in the world. You got your hipster flag unfurled. So turn off your radio and blow up your TV. Get yourself connected to the web. You'll find this little podcast is the answer at last. Download the 411 on Reno to your head. And show them maybe it's just four guys shooting the shit. But behold the expansive knowledge, brilliant insights and incisive wit. On the podcast, we're talking out of our ass. Sometimes about stuff we really know. Here's some hip cats that we know. Hook the music here in Reno. And if you wanna get down, where to go? Well, we might talk about almost anything, like chicken waffles or William S. Burroughs. Or how we wanna dine in strawberry rhubarb pie with a violent naked roller derby. In the room, the king of open mics. He's a dad that Charlie Sheen would like, and apparently his hand is doomed. Nick Ramirez, that old fart, plays in bands and makes funky art. A true Renaissance man, you might say. Josh Martin, our favorite bookie, laying brick in Winnemucca, or getting drunk in baseball games. Rick Spagnola, so I'm told, used to drink and smoke lots of pole, but now he only has a Woody for the Lord. Sound engineer beyond compare when he's not spanking it back there. Even shitty bands sound good when he records.
Are you sure he's gay?
I'm the worst little podcast. We're talking out of our ass. And sometimes about stuff we really know. Here's some hip dads that we know. Hook the music here in Reno. And if you wanna get down, where to go? Well, we might talk about almost anything, like chicken waffles or William S.
I don't believe we've heard anyone say please or thank you.
Backwater Studios.
How do you like living without rules?
I'm done.